Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. I'm Ken Graham in our operations area. This is the latest information that we have on Hurricane Ida. The time is 2 o'clock central. Latest winds we have 100 miles per hour, movement northwest at 16 miles an hour. And we've been talking about that strengthening, and it's happening. I wish it wasn't, but it's happening. And we can see it on the satellite here. You can see just this inner core just continuing to strengthen with thunderstorms developing and then wrapping around the center, and that's actually helping it become even stronger with time. So we are seeing that intensification here, and just everything about it just really resembles one of these storms that continue to strengthen. So it's happening. I guess that's the big takeaway here, and that's what we got to be ready for. Let's look at that latest forecast that we have with these 100 mile per hour winds, and we are forecasting it to even get stronger with time. This major hurricane, this dangerous life-threatening hurricane, will get really close to the Louisiana coast by tomorrow afternoon, Sunday afternoon, as a Category 4, a major hurricane, winds around 140 miles per hour. That's just completely destructive. That's destructive winds. Now remember, it's not just focusing on this center point here. Remember, we have a hurricane warning that encompasses portions of the extreme western portion of the Mississippi Gulf Coast. This also includes New Orleans metropolitan area back through central portions of Louisiana. So a large portion of southeast Louisiana under that hurricane warning. And that means any one of those areas could see hurricane force winds. That means trees down, power lines down. That means no air conditioning. That means a long period of time without having power. So you got to be ready for that. And if that's uncomfortable, listen to those local officials. And if they're telling you to get out, it's good to get out. And if it's uncomfortable, it's okay to get out of these areas. But now's the time to do it, because Dennis, we have about 6 hours or so left of daylight. So the time's to do it now. Get your preparations wrapped up before sundown, because by tomorrow morning, tropical storm force winds are going to start arriving on the coast, starting with Plaquemines Parish and moving their way northward into Terrebonne Parish, moving their way into portions near Lake Pontchartrain throughout the day. So now's the time to get that done. With time, we're going to continue to move that towards Baton Rouge. Now, a major hurricane, you start off with a Cat 4, it's going to take time for those winds to come down, so you can bring those hurricane force winds to, around the Baton Rouge area, where you can have power outages, not just on the coast, but inland as well, and see some of those continue as you get portions of Natchez, Vicksburg, and even up to portions of Greenville, Greenwood, up into Mississippi and the Mississippi Delta. So got to watch out for that with the winds. Extremely dangerous with the winds. Got to protect yourself from that, but also the storm surge. We run lots of models, bigger, smaller, left, right, all these scenarios, and we come up with something, the potential peak storm surge, and these are huge values. The Mississippi River over to Morgan City, from the mouth of the river back to Morgan City, 10 to 15 feet of storm surge. Just incredibly dangerous. Intercoastal City, Vermilion Bay, could see 6 to 9 feet of storm surge. Look at this, mouth of the river back over to Ocean Springs on the Mississippi coast. You can see 7 to 11 feet of storm surge. Lake Pontchartrain, 4 to 7. So Mandeville, North Shore Lake Pontchartrain, you got to watch out for the dangers there. Again, listen to those local officials. You know where those trouble spots are, and you got to be able to take care of that and be out of the water. That rain, incredibly dangerous, life-threatening rainfall, big totals. You can get 15 to 20 inches of rain in some of these areas. Listen for the warnings. Protect yourselves. The time is now. This is Ken Graham at the National Hurricane Center with the latest on Hurricane Ida.